Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading Mark chapter 14, verses 66 to 72. Mark 14, 66 to 72. Just a quick refresher on where we left off yesterday. Jesus was betrayed by Judas, and then Jesus was led to the Jewish Sanhedrin, which was led by the high priest. This is where some of the most high-level cases are brought before them, and Jesus was one of the most controversial figures to the Jewish people at that time. Jesus was saying that he was, that he was the Christ. He was saying that he is the Son of God, the Anointed One. And, the Jewish Sanhedrin had declared that to be blasphemy, which was subject to the death penalty. And that death penalty is something that only the Roman governor Pilate was able to execute. And so Jesus was about to be sent to Pilate, but in our passage today, we read about an account of Peter's denial. And so that's what we read today. Let's take a look at Mark 14, verses 66 to 72. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But Peter denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went away and went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. You know, when we read this exchange between Peter and several accusers by a bonfire, you know, it's easy for us to judge Peter for his lack of integrity to Jesus, his lack of steadfastness to being a follower of Christ. But when we actually read into what's actually happening, I think we can learn to sympathize with what Peter is actually going through. You know, we see that three times Peter was accused of knowing Jesus. And all three times, Peter denies that he even knows who this Jesus is. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus predicted that Peter was going to deny him three times, and that the rooster was going to crow twice. And all of this came true. Peter knew this too. When he heard the rooster crow a second time, he remembered that Jesus had predicted all of this. And when he heard the rooster crow a second time, he broke down and wept, because he knew that he just denied Jesus three times. Why do the Gospels, specifically the Gospel according to Mark, share this specific account of Peter's denial? Well, one thing's for sure, I don't think it's so that we can judge Peter. I think we can actually sympathize with him. Who wouldn't deny knowing Jesus in that moment? Peter's waiting outside the gates of possibly one of the largest trials going on at the time. It's about a man named Jesus who declared to be the Christ. And they deemed that to be blasphemy, which was subject to the death penalty. And they said, "Send him to Governor Pilate." What would you say? Would you say, "I know Jesus. Send him with me. Send me with him. I'll go to Governor Pilate with him. I will be crucified with him." Is that what you will say? I don't know about you, but for me, if I put myself in Peter's shoes, I think I might deny Jesus as well, just to be really honest. And so, if it's not about judging Peter, why do the Gospels share about this account? Well, I think it's twofold. The first thing is that it's primarily to elaborate the shame and loneliness and betrayal that Jesus had to endure. In Mark 14, verse 27, he says, there's a prophecy from Zechariah that says, "I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." And this is exactly what happened when Jesus was betrayed by Judas. His disciples had scattered. Peter was the only one who actually went from afar with Jesus to the Jewish Sanhedrin, and yet Peter also denied Jesus. And so this is an illustration, a depiction of what Jesus had to go through. The shame and the loneliness and the betrayal that Jesus had to endure. But I think a second reason for why the gospel share this account is to warn us that if we follow Christ, we too will experience the same kind of persecution as he did. Jesus told his disciples of this as well. You know, Peter denied Jesus because he was afraid. Afraid that he might experience that same kind of persecution as Jesus. You know, it's one thing to know this from a theoretical standpoint, to know that persecution will come as we follow Christ. But when push comes to shove, when the rubber meets the road, will you say, "I do not know this man"? Or will you say, "I know him. He is the Christ. He is my Lord and my Savior"? You know, denying the fact that Peter knew Jesus was an indirect way of denying Jesus himself. And this is what Matthew 10, verse 32 to 33 says. Jesus says, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." Of course, there is grace. Of course, God will continue to pour out his mercy upon us. But let us not take advantage of that grace. And let's declare that we know our God. We know the Christ. He is our God. You know, reflecting on Peter's life and this specific account, I was really convicted that it's possible to passively be around Jesus, yet actively deny Jesus. It's possible to passively be around Jesus, to go to church, to go to family group, to do all like the right things according to the church's perspective, and yet actively deny Christ. I want to invite us to check our hearts. You know, when we hang out with our friends, our colleagues, our classmates, our family members, will we declare that he is our God, that he is the Christ? Even when they don't believe in the same thing, or even if they outrightly disagree with what we believe in, will you profess to say, "I believe in Jesus. He is my God. He is my Lord, my Savior. He's the Christ, the saving one." You know, this is very sobering and humbling for us to see. You know, Peter's account of denial was something that I think all of us can resonate with and sympathize with. But we also want to take active steps to learn about what it looks like to not actively deny Jesus, but to actively declare that he is the Christ. Can we check our hearts today, and can we move forward in our day to declare that we know Jesus, we know who he is our God. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would check my heart, that your Holy Spirit would search my heart, Lord. Search our hearts, O God, and see if there is any, Lord, discrepancy between what we say we believe in and how we live it out. I pray, Lord, that when push comes to shove, when we're in tough situations, surrounded by people who don't believe in the same thing or maybe even disagree with what we believe in, I pray, Lord, that you would help us, God, to stand firm in our faith, to say, Lord, that we know Jesus. We know our God. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to do that with all boldness and courage and joy. We thank you, Lord. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone. Hope you have a great Tuesday, and hope you'll come back tomorrow. Have a great day.